Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
So my friends, in front of us here, this is our ancient fish traps. Our fish traps are believed to be one of the oldest man-made structures in the world, according to archaeologists and scientists. Now, my old people taught me never to say our fish traps is the oldest man-made structure, because by saying that, you're competing against other tribes, other people, other nations. But the archaeologists, they're the ones that say our fish traps is one of the oldest man-made structures in the world. Now, our old people built these fish traps, like C shapes like this, that go across the river, and with the entrance facing downstream. Why? Because fish swim upstream. So what used to happen here, guys, our fishermen would stand at the entrance of each trap like this. When the fish would swim upstream, they'd rather catch them with their ends, throw them in on the banks first. If they'd miss them, they'd automatically go into the traps. With our fishermen, what we call them in language, we call them yipai. Say yipai back.
Yipai.
So yipai means, yipais mean fishermen in our tongue. So our yipais would stand at the entrance of each fish trap. When the fish would swim up, they'd rather catch them with their ends, throw them in on the banks. If they'd miss them, they'd automatically go into the traps. Now, another uniqueness about our fish traps, guys, is 8 different tribes that spoke 8 different languages built our fish traps. That shows us as people, if we come together like those 8 different tribes did, we build structures, we build friendships, we build education, we build languages, all by coming together and sharing with each other. Because this place, Brewarrina, was a meeting, gathering, trading place for 8 different tribes. So on these flat banks that are around us on both sides of the river, this is where our people would practice ceremonies, corroborees, dance, all by coming together. Now, we have a name in language for our fish traps. We call them Nanu or Nunu. They both mean the same thing, it's just different pronunciations. So Nanu or Nunu, our place, Brewarrina. Bri means tall, Warrina means trees in language. Our main eating fish, the golden perch, we call it Goya. Murray cod we call Guru.
NITV Radio, on radio, online and mobile.
Our fish traps is not as effective as what they used to be because of the introduction of the weir. They started work on the weir during the mid-60s. Now, that ruined our fish's way of spawning upstream further. Because when they put that weir in, as you can see, it stopped it and there's no ways of the fish getting upstream. So our fish traps are not as effective anymore. So what happens is fish mainly swim through those channels on the other side. So when we first get a rise in the river, a lot of our fishermen, a lot of our local boys just go across the other side and they catch fish with their ends, same tradition, same methods as our old people did it. But only for the traps are not as effective. So that's when we first get a rise. You can stand across my side of the river and catch fish with your ends. Same tradition, same methods as our old people did it.
You said that like white fellas came in, made the weirs.
Yep.
What are the purposes of the weirs exactly?
Why they put the weir in? To hold more water back to grow cotton. Because every nation wants to be like the Americans. So to hold more water back and grow cotton. So that's why they put that in. Upstream and downstream. All that happened, see, because we had to remember, a lot of our cotton farms are need of water, so they suck gallons and gallons of water out, and then they spray those fields that are need of water.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And they're not good stuff they spray the fields with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all chemicals, and a lot of that stuff gets in the river.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about, like, health impacts on that for your people? That we would have started a long time ago with that, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. So we got to remember here, these 8 different tribes that spoke 8 different languages that built the fish traps, now, they're all identified as river people. They did everything by the river. The river really is the main environment. Without that river, there is no community. The river is the community. So when they suck water out of our rivers, that ruins our people's ways of doing things. Naturally, if we haven't got any water, we can't do anything. And if that water is infected by chemicals, what's going to happen? As we know, cottons and all these companies, they pump a lot of our water. And our people, like, we survive, water is a big part of us. So all those 8 tribes that were associated with the fish traps, they rely on clean water.
How would it impact your people here if that's not being done properly and it's actually, the water's been taken out for agribusiness?
So we've got to remember here, 8 different tribes that were associated with the fish traps, they're all river tribes, so they deeply depend on the river. So if chemicals or any any of the rivers being tampered with, it's going to ruin a lot for our people. So we're all river people, and we need the river. I'll just give you an example of that. When the river's down or low, or it's been, you know, like where it's been sucked out into useful cotton, we notice the morale's pretty low. When the river's running fresh, when we've got a fresh rise, or the river's running consistent, you know where our people, they're upbeat with stuff. The tempo's good. So that's why we deeply depend on the river. Like river really is the community. We're the community that's off that community.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.